Okay, you're going to send us on a little tour of the mum beds.
Well, that's right. Yeah, to show you that now, this is a kind of, they don't last very long. They don't last, they don't give us as long a bloom as our mare mums do. But when they're in, they're top of the heap, I'll guarantee you that. There's a couple of places. Now, of course, there's a Chrysanthemum Society around town, too, see, so I'm kind of trying to salvage myself on those
people. You're in trouble, though.
SeaWorld. So I got a call from them the other day. In fact, I'm going to try to have a television program on it tomorrow on my Channel 5 at noon and 6, showing you what theirs kind of look like. They've got a big display. It's in a shape of a tree. Kind of a Christmas tree display out there as you go into SeaWorld. And because, you know, they're only open on the weekends now, which is good because it's cooler now, and this is a wonderful time to go out there. But they have what they call their Mum Fest out there. And they've got these containers of chrysanthemums. Again, they were grown, they were pinched back, and they were taken care of, and now they've been put in displays, which is about the best way to do mums at this time. You use them as basically... They're not really cut flowers because they're still in the pot, but as pot flowers, and they are spectacular and really, really pretty at this time of year. So if you were thinking about whether or not you should go out to SeaWorld and take a look, now is the time to go. Just take a picture of the moms, and that'll be beginning now. In fact, they've just been tight bud now. And really, as October moves on, as we go on into October, they should get even more spectacular. So think about going out there on a weekend during October and see the Mum Fest. Now, the San Antonio Botanical Center, they have a display room out there, and they tell me they're going to put their mums in about the last of October. Okay. So if you're out in that area and you want to see some beautiful chrysanthemum, now, as far as pictures are concerned, it's hard to beat them when you're talking about the colors and the massive bloom appeal of chrysanthemum. So that two good places to go see chrysanthemum. And then when they're through, what you'll do is basically cut the whole plant down, cut the top back off of that, and it'll resprout. Sometimes they'll bloom in the spring, but most of the time you kind of trim them back, and really get ready for that blast of fall color. And this is where the mare mama, which is basically a marigold, will kind of take them as far as economics are concerned, because of course you have to replant new plants with the marigold, but they'll bloom both in spring and fall. But really they are short day. These are both what we call short day plants, which do their best and bloom more profusely in a short day environment, which our fall provides. So two good plants. The names kind of sound the same, but entirely different. Have
not
different
related
characteristics.
Yeah.
Not at all related.
Not related. Huh?
Not even kissing cousin. But still beautify our fall quite a bit, and certainly worth having. Now both of them do best in full sun conditions. So you start putting them in the shade, and they're kind of get tall and spindly and not do very well for you, not bloom very well, as with most flowering plant. So that's the story on Mary Mom. Again, to hopefully clear up a little bit of the confusion, it is not a mum. It will freeze. And so if you want to compare, maybe you've got Mary Moms and you want to go compare them to some of the chrysanthemums growing around, and both of them will give you a blast of beauty.
And the grasshoppers don't eat them.
The grasshoppers don't eat the Mary Moms. I don't know. They might
eat
the
chrysanthemums. Don't know about the
mum.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much, Jerry. Dr. Jerry Parsons, area vegetable specialist with the Extension Service. Jerry will join us again next Monday.